Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, Saturday, May the 18th, Saturday, May the 18th, 2019. And the time is 6 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the words of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're continuing with the theme where we've been revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the neurological interruptions, the three things that interrupt the neurons from connecting together, that is self-hate, that self-rejection, self-hate, and then self-shame. And then we did three shows talking about the three things that actually wire the neurons together, but allow the neurons to fire together. And we know that neurons that fire together, wire together. So we talked about self-acceptance. We broke down and talked about self-love. And then we finally wrapped everything up with the self-image and self-esteem. So today we want to continue in that theme. And that thought as we continue to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the neurological solution to all problems on earth. So there is the neurological proof that you are God. So we want to talk about the neurological proof. Now, there's plenty of biblical proof and evidence. The Bible says itself that, do you not know, or is it not said in your testament or in your book that ye are gods? And so the Bible tells us that we are God. So whether you agree or not to or disagree, that's another study for another time. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But today, my brothers, today, my sister, we want to talk about the neurological proof. that you are God. And the word God means that you are the generator and the operator of your destiny. So G for generator, O for operator, and D for destiny. So those are the three keys of the neurological solution to all problems, to under, over, and understand how your brain creates, again, the psychic K, or the unconscious super mind learning, where you're able to connect all of the neurons together so that way you become the placebo. Meaning that there is a neurological evidence that shows, based upon all of the research, that you are God on earth. You have this power, for lack of a better term, to actually bring about wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationship based upon understanding how you or your personality creates a spontaneous remission of a specific pattern that overrides the current pattern that causes authentic, quote-unquote, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, what we call a miracle. So miracles now are available for every person on the planet. Your ability to under, over, and understand the statements that I'm about to make today will allow you to actually be God on earth. Simply means an individual expression of God. And remember, the word God means a generator. The word patar in the Greek gives us the English word God. So the patar. So the first key is you are a patar. You are a generator. You generate. As the generator, you operate what you generate. So you are the G, generator, O, operator, D, destiny. You are the generator, operator of a destiny. Now, you can also be the generative, meaning that you could also function as the destroyer of and the operator of a destiny. You can destroy your destiny, and or you can generate your destiny. Totally up to you, boo-boo. You can oscillate and vibrate on whatever level that you choose to be. Now, you can choose, or you can be the placebo, or you can be, again, the drug. You have the ability to raise your consciousness. You have the ability to transform your consciousness. You have the ability to be the medication and the placebo for yourself. Now, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, Raymond Rife, all of the great thinkers of our time, current time now, are actually proving what I've been saying for the last, 20 years. And now we have neurological proof. We got biological proof. Now, whether you believe the biological proof is between you and your placebo or your medication, meaning you are the authentic instruction manual that causes all of the neurological expression that is capable of transforming or influencing mind and matter. You. Biologically proven. So all of the thousands and thousands of thoughts that are generated in your head on a daily basis, you have the ability to bring each and one of those thoughts into captivity. So these thoughts connect you to the ether, or to the field, or to source, whatever term you want to use. I don't want to get hung up on the term, but you have to understand the neurological proof of the neurological evidence that you generate, or you have the ability to examine what is generated. So a frequency come in that says you're a loser. You can bring that statement, that thought, that ideal, that picture, that frequency, that wave, that vibration, that color, that food. You have the ability to control whether it goes in your mouth. You have the ability to control whether it goes through your eyeballs. You have the ability to control whether it goes into your ears. You have the ability to control whether you touch it with your hands. You have the ability to control whether you smell it with your mouth. You have the ability to be the operator of whatever is the generator. So you are the operator. You are the controller. You are God. You have the ability to control whatever is generated. Now, you may not understand that you actually generate it. So let's just skip the G, because the G, everybody gets stuck on the G. Everybody gets stuck on the little G because they don't understand that they are the inner G. Now, I know that that's tough, especially if you are a traditional Cretan. As in, most Cretans do not have the ability to expand the consciousness to encapsulate the control of thought. and the control of emotion and how you can reprogram your cells and how you have the biological and the neurological machinery that is necessary for you to maintain and override any pharmaceutical power, any frequency, any wave, any vibration. You have that power that was given to you according to the scripture that the Bible says that God has given you the power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power, all generation of the enemy. You have that power. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's another study for another time, but you got it, boo-boo. Now, the inability to wrap the brain around the statement that was just made is the cause of all problem, because the inability to wrap the brain around the fact that you are the operator of whatever is generated. Now, you are the generator, but again, due to the fact that science has not got caught up to where I'm at to understand how you generate, how you are the cause of all effect. Since most people don't understand that they are the causality of their reality, I know, boo-boo, that's difficult. It's very difficult to wrap the brain around, because if somebody walk up to you and tell you that you are the cause of all of your problems, you probably going to be a little angry. I understand, because certain things happened to you that was outside of you. At least you think that. But if you go back and upon further examination, if I went back and even when I was a child, there were certain things that I caused. I didn't know it, but everything that I did, I caused the spankings. I caused the beatings because I had brothers and sisters who didn't cause it. I had my sister who was there with me. She didn't get beat, not once. I got beat every day because my sister understood, do what they say, follow along, and that means you get food and you don't get beat. So when they told me, hey, boy, go stand over here, go walk in circles, do this chant, do this mantra, you know, sprinkle this blood, do this, that, and other, I said no. Now, my sister was smarter than me. She said, okay. So she never got beat. So I was the cause. Y'all hear me come on talk on all these shows about all my past and how my past was so hideous and how I got beat. We got starved and my mom died when I was a little kid. I went to live with my biological father. He kicked me out. I've been on my own since I was freaking 12, 13 years old. First sexual encounter, you know, at the age of, you know, 12 with somebody twice my age, you know, being, you know, I'm going to use the word pursued, you know, by men twice my age when I was a little boy, all the gender issues, all of that was self-induced. All of it. Now, I know that's tough, boo-boo. I understand. But if a little kid crawls on top of your roof and they crawl off in gravity, who caused that? Ignorance is the cause of all problems. So the inability to see who you be is a cause of all problems. So since you can't see the fact that you are the generator and the operator of your destiny, that means somebody else steps up and say, hey, boy, pick up that box. And you say, yes, sir, master. And you go pick up that box because you don't understand you the generator. But you give your power to the reverend, to the doctor, to the bishop. It's called rely upon. You religion. You rely. You realize. But you're not using your real eyes to see the real eyes. So you don't realize. But if you use your real eyes, if you use your R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S, you will realize, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E. These are real lies, R-E-A-L-L-I-E-S. These are real lies, boo-boo. But our inability to wrap the brain around the neurological process that takes place inside of the human brain is the conundrum. So the conundrum is that we're not given, at least I was not given the biological and the neurological manual to operate the biological and the neurological machinery necessary to produce wealth, health, wisdom in my life. If someone had told me that all of the choices lead up to, if I even make the same choices, I'm going to get the same behaviors, I'm going to get the same results, the same experiences, I'm going to produce the exact same emotions, and all of these same emotions that I've been doing since I was 8 years old, they're never going to change because my thoughts, they produce a biological and a neurological response, and this activates some biological and neurological machinery inside of my brain that creates certain hormones inside of my body that results in a specific genetic expression, which is based upon how I think. So how I think controls all of the neurological, as we've already broke down, my thoughts activate my ASMR. We've already talked about the automatic sensory meridian line response system. So if you go to Google and type in ASMR, are. Click on images, and you know, one of my newest clients who wrote a book a long time ago that, again, 30 years ago, she had cancer. I think she said stage 4 cancer. I did the interview already. Dr. T is here on Blog Talk. 30 years ago, they told her she'd be dead in 6 months. She's still walking around. She's still here. She developed a system based upon LED, based upon a lot of other stuff to help people. And now she goes around the country curing people and assisting people with and using the exact same thing. The way that we connected was she started listening to my shows and she started saying, wow. So you're saying the mind, as I have in my book, Neurotheology and Nutrition. If you put it in your mind before you put it in your mouth, it changes the data, which changes the matter. So data, mind, controls matter, mind over matter. Now, we say that all the time, but we don't understand the neurological significance of the statement. So in my book that I wrote moons ago, and she read in my book how data overrides matter, meaning when you are eating your favorite food, the dopamine, according to science, the dopamine that is released is a neurological transmitter that activates the reward and motivation systems of the body, which leads to a specific permanent food preference. Because the brain permanently structures a neurological network in the brain. That's why when you get hooked on sugar or high foods and junk food, it is almost impossible to replace that neurological network because it is wired into the dopamine neurotransmitters. And so your diet changes your brain's neurological structure. So that the brain now, which is your reward and motivation system, is based upon sugar or starch or some other junk food, something that is usually, again, high in fat or high in sugar. Now, this has been already proven because they put monkeys on a high-fat junk food diet. And then they saw how the diet affected the dopamine receptors on the surface of the cells. And so the same thing that happened to the monkeys happens to you and I. So whenever you are eating your favorite foods, the dopamine levels rise. I was watching the show entitled My 600 Pound Life, and they showed all of these people that were 600 pounds plus and how they gorged themselves every day. Excuse me. And they didn't have the inability to stop. Because it's a neurological problem that has a neurological solution. You can pray, you can talk to the Reverend Dr. Bishops, they can slap oil on your forehead, you can turn over every chair every Sunday, you can shout, foam at the mouth, kick, scream, you can insult a curandero, you can throw salt over your shoulder, you can call upon the ancestors, but unless you deal with your neurons, boo-boo, you're going to pick up that burger, that pizza, them fries, that soda, and you're going to eat till your heart pops because it's a neurological problem. There is a neurological solution to all problems on earth. Neurological, no Bible required. Now that you can read it, but the Bible is about the body. But the inability to break down the Bible, as I've been proving for the last 20 years, that very people can decode the Bible. And so this inability to understand that there is a surge. Why do certain people like chocolate? Why do certain people like coffee? Because eating certain things either increases or decreases the dopamine. So the brain tries to turn up or turn down the signal based upon what is eaten because the brain is trying to keep the dopamine balanced. So when you take in that chocolate cake or you take in that alcohol or alcohol or you take in that marijuana, or you take in that cocaine, you get a rush of feel-good chemicals, dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin. All of these are the feel-good chemicals of the body. And then when they are released into the body, that affects your gut health, your gut. So the neurons that produce serotonin, which is responsible for your mood, your appetite, your food, they reside in the gut. Let me say it again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The neurons that produce serotonin is inside of the gut. So your gut, your abdomen, the solar plexus, the Bible calls it Bethlehem, because Bethlehem is code for birth of him. It's Bethlehem, or birth of him. It is the birth of him. So your gut life determines your real life. Your gut is your first brain. So depending on the condition of your gut, that is the condition of your head and your heart. So you can think and you can do all of this great stuff, but if your gut is whack, guess what, boo-boo? You are whack. Because all of the nervous systems, all of the neuromodulators, and all of these neuromodulators that are located inside of the gut that helps to control all of the NTs or neuromodulators inside of the body that control stuff like ADD and ADHD and Alzheimer's and chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, whatever you call it, headaches, neuropathy. All of this stuff is due to the leaky gut syndrome, or basically a putrefied gut. Now, that's just first base stuff. That's not the real stuff. The real problem is in your head. The real problem is that the generator, the thoughts that come into the head, can override the gut or what you put into the gut. So, but the inability to, now, because we've got to start with where it is. See, depression is due to a lack of vitamin B12, which is, and then a lot of the diseases that due to a lack of magnesium or one of the cell salts in the body due to the fact that the gut cannot absorb it. Why? Because there's too much starch inside of the gut, or too much sugar inside of the gut. There's too much junk. So the inability for your cells to communicate, the inability for the autoimmune system to activate, so the neuronutrition, or there is an allergic reaction or inflammation inside of the autoimmune response system. Again, ASMR. So this is a brain orgasm. Now, we talked about most people have sex on the brain, but they don't have sex in the brain. And so all of this, my brothers and sisters, is the result of the fact that each and every one of us do not understand the neurological keys that is going to put us in charge of creating a neurological chemistry and releasing neurological hormones that bring about a neurological expression to allow us to live a neurological life, because we are neurological beings. And this inability to understand your neurological significance makes you neurological deficient. So how you feel, this is your personality. And as you know, your personality creates your personal reality. So if you got a whack personality, meaning that if you feel a certain way all the time, you got a whack personality, that creates a whack reality. So if you change your personality, you change your reality. Change your personality. Change your reality. Now, how the hell do you change your personality? I thought we was born with a specific personality. Either you like certain things and you don't like certain things. Or the way that you like those things is because it was formulated by your environment and by your parents. So your ability to understand the neurological solution, because this is neurological proof that you are a generator. And what you generate, you operate. And what you operate, that's what you manifest in your life. That's called your destiny or your dear canoe or your life. Now, the fact that when you start thinking about what you've been thinking about and you change it, now you have the power to become aware of your unconscious thoughts through the process of what I call self-analyzation, which is what I do every day. So all I do every day is I analyze my thoughts by asking myself, what am I feeling? So most people never, you ask other people, or other people ask you. I ask people all day. I text clients all the time. How are you feeling? And they will say, I'm feeling great. And I ask, why are you feeling great? There's a long silence. Or I text a client and I'll ask that client, how are you feeling today? And that client will say, man, I'm not feeling too good today, bro. I had a rough day. And I ask the client, okay, what caused the rough day? What is the cause of your rough day? Why are you not having a mountaintop experience? Well, bro, this happened and that happened. And a lot of times it's things outside of their control. And then a lot of times they can't even explain why they are angry or upset or feel depressed. They just do. And I always ask, why do you feel the way that you feel? There was very few people that explained, can you explain to me right now why you feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, whatever you're feeling right now, why do you feel that? Can you explain that to me? Can you explain to me? Now, this is really important, man. This is proof. People ask me all the time, well, Doc, give me proof, man. Give me proof that I'm God. Give me proof that I can change my life right now. Give me some proof, man. Show me the step-by-step process that I can change. I can wake up, feel angry, man. Somebody can cut me off in traffic. Yesterday, I drove 5 hours one way, 5 hours back to pick my daughter up from school. Today, I drove 3 hours one way, 3 hours back up to pick up a girl that I don't even know. It's just a friend of a girlfriend of a friend of my wife. And this young lady had nowhere to get home from TSU. She's going to college, doing everything that she can. She's on her own. My parents are, you know, they ain't there. No aunts, no cousins. She has nobody. Nobody. And last resort, she didn't know who to call and who to ask. And I heard about it. She had asked my wife. The wife was like, no, I ain't driving to Houston. You know, I really don't like to drive. And I was like, so you mean to tell this girl you don't even know? Why would she call you? Why? So she called her back. And then she went through, found out this young lady's story. That's why, man, you cannot reject or you can't say no or yes without understanding why. If somebody gets caught stealing, ask them why. They may be stealing because they're homeless. They haven't ate in 2 weeks. And they now that doesn't justify the behavior, man. It ain't no damn right or wrong. Y'all got out of this morality bullshit. Get out of morality because that destroys your mentality. You cannot produce when you're a moral person. Now, I know that messes up your theology, brother, sister, but you're God. Do you think God is good or bad? Hell no. God is cause. He causes good or bad. He's the energetic. He's the energy behind everything. See, you are still looking at the things. You should be the source of the thing. I got a brand new car in my driveway, but I'm the source of that brand new car. I don't look at the car. How did that car manifest in my driveway, man? How did my house, this big-ass house I'm living, how? How did everything in my life, from the wife, the car, the house, everything. So if I don't like it, what do you think I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to freaking change it, man. I'm not going to sit here and wait on no reverend, no doctor, no bishop. I don't give a damn about what the president of the United States is doing. He ain't my president. I'm my own damn president. Man, y'all walking around giving your power away to other people. You are the placebo and the medicine. You can change your reality any freaking time you want. Anytime you want, you can be a millionaire tomorrow. All you got to do is make up your freaking mind. And as soon as you make up your mind, a thought is going to come up and tell you, no, you are not. That thought, examine it. Just don't put it away. Don't pass it. Freaking, I did the show already, man. I broke down the ghost in the darkness. That message will not be shared with nobody. That was a one time. If you did not hear the live show, I will never repeat that message again. I share shit that I should not have shared about my personal life and about everything about the ghost in the darkness. That's the real deal. What you, all the cursing, all the righteous indignation that the people who heard that show live, I didn't even record it because I already knew. The ghost in the darkness, man. The ghost in the darkness. What is the ghost in the darkness? It's your fear. Can you handle your fear? So when I broke down people think that fear is false evidence appearing real. Bullshitness. That's not fear. As I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified. You know what fear is? Success. Everybody is really afraid of success. That's why you keep sabotaging your success. You're not afraid to speak in public. You're not afraid of heights. You're not afraid of all that. You're afraid of the attention that you being great draws to you. That's why you like being underweight, overweight. That's why whatever you like being poor, you like the attention you get from having a dis-ease or a problem than the attention that you get from being a solution. Why? When you are the go-to guy, people expect you to have your shit together. That's why I love telling people, yes, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, I'm a fornicator, I'm an adulterer, I don't keep promises. If I tell you I'm going to do something, if I don't feel like doing it, I ain't doing it. Every promise that I make, I'm going to break because I ain't responsible for you, boo-boo. and you ain't responsible for me. You don't own me. So this is my life. If I decide to change my mind at the last minute, guess what? I have that prerogative. Now, if you got unrealistic expectation and if you got misplaced dependency, that's your problem, not mine. So people get angry and upset with me because they can't control me. They can't put me in a box because I'm like the wind. And so if I got something that I don't like, it, guess what I do with it? I drop it. Whether it's a man, woman, child, dog, cat, squirrel, monkey, I don't give a damn. Because see, remember, I used to be a carer. Remember, I used to be Captain Save a Blank. Remember, I used to coddle everybody. Remember that guy? Yeah, I buried his ass. He's dead. That Negro don't exist no more. So I love disappointing people now. I get a dopamine release pissing off people. Because remember, I used to be a people pleaser. So, oh yeah, I learned. And it took me 50 years to figure it out. But guess what, boo-boo? I figured it out. I figured out the ghost in the darkness. And the ghost that was hiding in the darkness. Now, everybody knows that. Another way of calling it is the elephant in the room. Now, I'm only saying this because this is the public version. Because the two-hour private message that I did about the elephant in the room that nobody wanna talk about, and what I talked about that I went through when I learned my lesson after, you know, the whole thing that went through with my wife and I moved out, and the 2019 black Camaro I got in my driveway right now was just like the 2015 black Camaro that I had in my driveway that mysteriously disappeared, and I went through all the details behind that. Yeah, I never share that shit again. But that's the problem that you got. The problem that I had is the problem that you got. You better not put the keys to your happiness in somebody else's pocket. If you want a new Camaro, if you want a new wife, if you want your old wife. Now, you guys, I remember I already told you I did it 25 times in my first marriage. I did it 4 in this one. If I want something, I go get it. Whether it's a male, whether it's a car, whether it's a house, let me make sure you understand. You are God. You have the power unless you give it away. If I wanted to talk to Stacey Dash, whether Stacey Dash want to talk to me or not is irrelevant, because I will end up with the digits. Now, the question you should be asking yourself is, how do you talk to somebody who don't want to talk to you? Pretty much every female I've ever talked with, they really were interested in me in the beginning. But in the end, because it's a vibration, it's a frequency, it's a wave, which I broke down doing, again, ghost in the darkness. See, if you're not the ghost in the darkness, somebody else is. I talked about how every boardroom I ever went into, I walked out with the deal. Every sale, I've never lost a sale. Even when people said no to the sale, because I realized your no is my yes. Now, let me make sure you understand, because people see, what is the difference between what I just said and what the witches say? See, witches, they use what I just said and what I do for personal gain. It only benefits them. Why would Stacey Dash want to talk to me? The only way Stacey Dash or any other female want to talk to me is if it benefits them way more than what they got right now. There is no man, woman, child on earth that does not want to be wealthy, healthy, and wise. There is no female that does not want to be loved, valued, and respected, and treated like the number one and the only female on earth. I've not met one female. And so if there's any females out there, and if you disagree with that statement, please email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. I have not now. My own mama, sisters, wife, because they are designed by God, not men. Do you understand that statement? If you are being God, you are being them. Nobody, unless they're suffering from 1, self-rejection, 2, self-hate, 3, self-shame and guilt. So you got to do the work. You got to teach, show, encourage, repair. Now, are you willing to do the work? If you're not willing to do the work, you're not going to get the prize. See, gods understand other gods. So the word God simply means, remember, generator, operator, destiny. Do you understand how somebody else generates energy? Do you understand how somebody else operates energy? And do you understand how somebody else has a destiny? So if I can help you understand how to generate energy, if I can help you understand how to operate your energy, and if I can understand how to guide destiny or create or produce your destiny, that's all I do with myself, guess what's going to happen? I mean, you're going to have chemistry. And that chemistry is going to result in currency. And now the currency can be paid in multiple different ways. We can barter. Some people use sex. Some people use money. Some people just use a pat on the back and attaboy. There's different methods of payments. Because remember, if you remember the last series that I did on, which I pray to God you was on, and I talked about how you can live on multi-dimensions. You are a multi-dimensional being. Remember the last show I just did on self-image, and I talked about how you are a spirit that has possessed of a soul that manifests itself through the body. That, again, produces an emotion. That emotion releases an intelligence. That word intelligence, again, is called reason and logic. That's the ability to over and understand what other people cannot. So that, remember, the word emotion means energy, motion. It means energy in motion. Energy in motion. Everybody is energy. Everybody has an energy. But it's not E-N-E-R-G-Y. It's I-N-N-E-R. Inner. It's inside. It's the inside God. That cannot be faked. So your ability, now remember, it is the word neurological, it's the logical, again, new on. That's the new you that's turned on with logic. So neurological means the new you is turned on with reason and logic. So what does that mean? That means the ability to know somebody more almost than they know themselves. What does that mean? That means everybody is operated by the unconscious 8-year-old. Nobody understands the unconscious thoughts. Very few people observe them. Because remember, you're personal. You got to create a new personal reality. That's the only way to create a new life. And the only way to create a new personal reality is to create a new personality. But the new personality is the new on, the neurons. So if my neurons can connect with your neurons, with my dendrites. So now again, go to Google and type this in, neurons, and type in dendrites. This is biology. This is basic biology. Now, but what does that mean in English, though? That means that do you really, really, really have an elevated response to the thing that you are pursuing or the person, or are you just trying to get the digits? So there's usually no elevated response. There's usually no electromagnetic response. There's usually no sodium and potassium. So remember the word generator, first key. You are, the Bible says, do you not know that you are gods? Gods. G means generator or generative. O means the operator of the thing generated. D means the destiny that's the result of the thing generated and operated. So the word God means the generator, operator of a destiny. So you are a generator and you are an operator of your individual destiny. But if you're not the generator, if you're not the operator, then you don't control your destiny. Whoever you work for, the reverend or the bishop, somebody else does, which is the problem, especially within black America and pretty much with everybody on the planet. Nobody controls themselves, meaning their reality. So how do you control your reality? Create a new personality. How do you create a new personality? By becoming aware of the unconscious personality that's controlling your reality. So how do you be aware of what you're not aware of? Just basic English. How do you be aware of your thoughts? The way that you be aware of your thoughts is to observe them. That means you have to pay attention to your automatic habits and behaviors, and you have to modify them. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. You have to pay attention to your automatic habits and behaviors and modify them. You have to look at the emotions you live by. That means when you wake up and you feel angry, you have to look at why you feel angry. You just can't say, I feel angry. That's what everybody else do. that they don't bring their thoughts. And now, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says to bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Generator, operator of the destiny. Since you don't do that, you're not being God. That's what gods do. Gods just don't let shizness happen to them. Gods control and change the shizness that happen around them. Right now, if something happens in your life, you're hopeless and you're defenseless. Not you, but you know, people, you know. We don't have the ability to control the life. Nobody does. Until you get to the point of understanding your thoughts. Your ability to observe your unconscious thoughts. Now, remember, an unconscious thought can only be observed through an automatic habit or behavior. Let me say that again. An unconscious thought can only be observed through an automatic response or behavior. Let me say that again. An unconscious thought can only be observed through an automatic habit or response. So if I walk up to you and punch you in the gut and you automatically just punch me back, that's an unconscious automatic behavior. So you got to ask yourself, okay, why did you just automatically punch me? Well, you punch me. That's an automatic response. Okay, why though? Well, where I'm from, that if somebody hit you, I was taught. My grandmother, everybody knows this. Wasn't you told when you was a kid, hey, if somebody hit you, you better hit them back? Did not your grandparent, did somebody tell you that? Everybody on this call heard that before. That's why that's an automatic response. Because when you was a little kid, you was taught. Now, if you was a little kid, there are some kids that wasn't taught that. And if you hit them, they don't automatically punch you back. They would ask you, they would say, hey, why did you hit me? And they would talk, they would negotiate. Because they was raised in a different environment, in a different culture. They don't have an automatic response system that punch me, punch back. If they punch me, they cry or they go tell somebody. They go tell somebody in a position of authority because they was raised in an environment. So the only way that they can change that is if they become aware of that. Let me say that again. The only way that they can change that is if they can become aware of that. Let me say that one more time. The only way that they can change that is if they can become aware of that. So you have an automatic response. You go to somewhere and you apply for it and somebody tells you, know what happens. An automatic response. You feel what? Rejection. Why? Because you applied for jobs and you got told no so many times that that's an automatic response. You never stopped and get they rejected. Hold up, time out. Let me call and pick up the phone. I applied for the job of sanitation engineer, and I got hired. Could I talk to the hiring manager and ask, hey, why did I not get the position? Well, we looked at resumes. There's more qualified. Well, what are the qualifications you're looking for? See, that challenges the nature of your reality. So that way you can change it. So that way the next interview, you don't make those mistakes. Or in the interview, you can say, now every interview I go into, when I leave the interview, I already know I got the job. There's been a two or three times where I was so confident and cocky when I walked out of there, and if I didn't get that call back, I was dumbfounded. And all of those, I found out that they wasn't hiring. They just had to go through the formalities. Because really, they already had somebody picked. It was somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. And they was getting Jim Bob in, but they didn't want nobody to know. So they had to bring in candidates. So they really wasn't hiring. So therefore, I really didn't lose that job. So that doesn't count. Now, everybody else, they feel bad when they don't get jobs like that. Me, I don't. I feel great. Them suckers wasn't hiring anyway. I don't give a damn. If I was God, I wouldn't have got hired. Because they were already was going to hire their sister-in-law. They just was going through the motions. But see, you don't know that. I'm making my point to understand why. That's why all the jobs I had, when I went in, all I used to say, just give me an interview. I know that if I can get in front of a human being, I'm going to get the job. Same thing with houses. That's why I only buy houses that for sale by owner. I don't talk to real estate agents. Why? They don't have an ownership interest. They are a middle person. I don't want to talk to no real estate agent. I want to talk to the real estate owner. Because if I talk to the owner, my energy is going to affect their energy. And I guarantee you, I've never talked to an owner and not got the sale. I've never went to go buy a car and not brought a car. Even when I was told no, like the current car I got, I went there. First guy told me, dude, hell no. 3 days later, I get a call back from another dude. hey, you was in here. I was the guy that showed you the original car 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Why come the hell you didn't come talk to me? I said, man, I came in. Now, I already knew this. I already knew I was going to talk to somebody else. I just didn't know who. So I ordered the dude to call me. He think he called me, but I know that I ordered him to call me because I was already figuring out, but I went into the quantum realm by setting my intention that says, this guy said, I cannot buy this car. And originally I went in down there for a 2019 Corvette. And I could have got that 2019 Corvette, but I didn't want to come off the amount of cash that they wanted for that 2019 Corvette. Because it was, you know, for me. So it wasn't that I couldn't get the car. And even the amount of cash, if I wanted to put in the time to continue to dwindle them down to get that Corvette. But the guy said something that made a lot of sense to me in the process of getting the Corvette, which is by getting the Camaro and staying in that Camaro for 6 months to a year, that removes the requirement for the cash to get the Corvette. So that makes a lot of sense to me, because that means I keep the cash in my pocket. Because after having that car, that Camaro, for and making payments on time, ahead of time, for 6 months to a year, it shows the consistency and the ability that banks are looking for. So I can keep my cash, because cash is hard to come by. Or it's not hard to come by, but it's, you know, it requires a little bit more effort. So what am I saying? I'm saying that there is neurological proof that you are the generator and the operator of your reality. So everything in my reality, I generated it with thoughts. Just like the Bible says. The Bible says to bring every thought into captivity. Now, let me say the formula again. Unconscious thoughts, when you observe them and you pay attention to the automatic habits and behavior, you automatically talk to certain girls. When you go to a club, you automatically are drawn to certain females. Why? Why is there an automatic habit or behavior? Why do you draw, like for me, I like certain cars. Why? Why do I like fast cars? Why do I like sports cars? How come I don't like luxury cars? How come I don't like trucks? How come I don't like certain things? Because those things don't exude, because a car is an extension of your personality. So I do things fast. I'm high energy. I drive sports cars because I'm a sports person. I love the sports. I exercise all the time. My goal was really to go and become a professional football player. So for me to be driving around in a big, what in big truck that usually, you know, most white boys drive around in, big old truck with big tires on the wheels, that doesn't fit my personality. So my reality is an extension of my personality. Let me say that again. So is yours. You're just not conscious of it. See, the only thing that's different between me and pretty much everybody else, I'm very conscious of my thoughts, not yours. Because your thoughts doesn't affect me. My thoughts affect you. Why? That's my intention. You just didn't set your attention. The person who set their attention the most controls the environment of everybody else. Let me say it again. Father, touch the minds of your people. The person who set their intention first, the person who set their intention the most, that's the person that controls everybody else's intention. Those are called leaders. A leader is a man who has an intention, period. Point blank. Drop mic. Exit stage left. I love to watch new hires. If everybody come in the first day on the job, one person out of the group elevates and becomes the spokesperson of the team. How and why? That person, before they left that house, they decided they was going to be the spokesperson of the team. Now, they didn't say those words, but they decided that they was going, because the teacher would ask, you go to a new job, and they say, hey, can I get a volunteer to pass out, you know, this pamphlet? Somebody raised their hand. Why did they raise their hand? That person set the intention that they want to be seen. They want to be the leader. They want to be in charge. They want to be something. They get there early. They bring, you know, cakes for everybody or cookies for everybody. They bring donuts. In every group, there's always somebody who gravitates to the top. Why? Because they set the intention. That's the only difference between leaders and non-leaders. Leaders have focus, discipline, and order. They set the intention. They are conscious of things that are needed to be done, and they volunteer to do those things. So what they do is they pay attention and they modify and they look at the emotions of themselves and others every day. That's the difference between success and failure. Success and failure is the ability to bring your automatic habits and behaviors into view and modify them by looking at them. So every day that you connect your past, your emotions from the past, you reproduce the past. Let me say that again. Every day that you connect an emotion from the past, you bring it into the present. In the past, somebody did something to you. For example, cut you off in traffic. What happened? You got pissed off. So you bring that emotion. Every time somebody cuts you off in traffic, you have the same automatic emotional response. You get angry, you get behind them, you give them the bird, you blow your horn. So every time, you do the same thing. Why? It's an automatic response. What if you stop and examine it and ask yourself, hey, what does that do? What does, if somebody cut me off in traffic, what does blowing my horn, putting up on side of them and giving them the finger, what does that do for me? What if you stop? What if you examine your behavior every time you do it? You just change your reality by bringing your behavior into observation. That's all I do. The difference between me and everybody is I watch how I react to other people. I don't care what they do. I only care. I'm very observant of how my body is when I'm in public. When I go out to eat and I feel, you know, like I was telling you guys about on Mother's Day and we was all laughing and joking, I was scanning the room while everybody else was enjoying the conversation. Number one, I'm a cop. So I'm always aware of my surroundings. Number two, I'm an energy person. So I'm always aware of my energy and everybody else's. So I was aware of the fact that, okay, we was laughing and joking and we was loud. But we was having a good time. So what did I do? I'm cool with that. Now, the old me, I would get a little anxious or a little anxiety because I didn't like the attention that was drawn by other people. Now, you know, I've learned, hey, we having a good time, man. I don't care what other people think. But I had to learn that by examining that. And that was one of the things that I'll tell you guys all the time, that my wife helped me understand why you worried about what other people think. Because she was actually would notice stuff, and I would say, hey, you don't know those people watching us? We would go to the store, and I would say, hey, you know, we kind of loud. And, you know, okay, so what? So then I asked myself, damn, you know what? She's right. So what? Like, we have a right to shop, and we have the right to laugh and joke and be happy and do and enjoy our family just like everybody else. Now, I'm not talking about being obnoxious, being disrespectful. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just, number one, if you're black and you got and you're going to draw attention. So people are always watching you, especially if they're white. Now, black folks, we're used to that. But that makes me uncomfortable or used to until I examined it. Because you got to remember, I'm used to watching people. Because I'm used to being the guy with the badge and the gun. I'm used to being a loss prevention guy up in an attic somewhere looking at a video camera. So I'm used to being the watcher, not the watched. But I've been out of law enforcement for a while, so I had to make an adjustment to my personality. But how did I change my personality? How did I go from being paranoid? Man, I remember back in the day, I couldn't even go to a Spurs game. I wouldn't go to a Spurs game because, number one, you're in a crowd with a bunch of people. And in my brain, what if something pops off inside of a Spurs brain, inside of a Spurs game? So there was too many threats that were not threats. So I had to deal with that in order to go and relax and enjoy the Spurs game. So I brought about a neurological change in my brain that created a neurological change in my reality. You literally have to become someone else so that your brain can reorganize or reflect everything that you know in your life. Let me say that again. You have to change your personality in order to change your personal reality. That That's why Christians and most religious people have a hard time. You cannot change your personality. I've changed my personality. That's what makes it very difficult for people to put me in a box and say, hey, Brother Will is blank. That's very difficult. Because why? The box I'm in today, I'm going to destroy tomorrow. Because I'm always growing. I'm always evolving. Most people, when presented with new information that destroys the current information, cannot change. Impossible. So if I eat Captain Crunch cereal, and I love Captain Crunch cereal, and if I'm presented with facts that prove that eating Captain Crunch cereal shrinks your ding dong. So guess what I'm going to do tomorrow? I don't give a damn how much I like eating Captain Crunch cereal. Tomorrow, I'm throwing away all my Captain Crunch cereal. Why? Captain Crunch cereal has a negative effect. Now, most people can't do that. They're hooked on Captain Crunch cereal. Captain Crunch cereal causes cancer. I don't care. I'm hooked, dog. Now, you can present, you can tell people that, hey, drinking alcohol causes cirrhosis of the liver. So people still drink alcohol. They can't change because they, again, the payoff, the inability to change your personality, that is the only reason why you can't change your personal reality. Let me say it again. Somebody should write that down. The neurological way. Now, we just explained how you change your personality. That is extremely important. Let me say it again. If you create a new personal reality, you create a new personal. If you create a new personality, you create a new personal reality. You create a whole new life. How do you do that, though? Think about the thoughts that come into your brain that are unconscious. What does that mean? You are not aware of your unconscious thoughts because you and I were not taught how to observe unconscious thoughts. They're unconscious. How the hell you know what you don't know? Everything that you don't know is manifested in behavior. So your unconscious thoughts can be observed anytime you pay attention to your automatic habits and behavior, not your conscious habits and behavior. If I walk up to you and say, hey, Brother Will, I want to make you aware that I just made a donation on your website, and that donation, then, okay, I'm conscious of it. But let's say you make a donation on my website and I'm unconscious of it. So the only way for me to change my automatic habit and behavior or to modify, I got to become aware of what I'm not aware of. And the only way to become aware of what you're not aware of is by watching the automatic behavior and modify them. So modify your automatic response. How? Every time you look at your emotions that you have, automatically, that is your unconscious pattern. Automatic. The automatic response. Now, I automatically act a certain way. For example, if I come home and there's shoes in the floor, if I automatically get angry, what I've did is to, when I come home and there's shoes in the floor, I've trained myself to automatically not respond because it's a non-issue, meaning it's not a big deal. You're supposed to put shoes anywhere you want inside of your own house. So that's what I had to do with my brain as somebody who was a neat freak, somebody who was anal retentive when it comes to little issues or little things. So I have to train, I've learned how not to respond. Now, my children from my first marriage, they don't understand, because my daughter was just telling me yesterday, like, Dad, wow, you are changed because all of the stuff that you used to beat us for, now you don't say nothing about. And then I'll tell some more. Of course, I analyzed my automatic response to non-issues and realized that I was too restrictive, or my response, or the punishment did not fit the crime. A child should not be beat to an inch of their life because they left a shoe in the floor. That was the old anal retentive me. The new me understands that children should be free to express themselves within boundaries of their own home. So I had to change. But the way that I changed was by examining my automatic response and realizing that response was inappropriate to that activity. The correct response will be to inform the child, hey, pick up the shoe and put it in the room. And not yell, not scream, not punch nobody in the face, not slap them around, all the stuff that I did in my first marriage. So my first kids see the growth, and they're like, wow, I don't recognize you. I don't recognize this dad. Because the old dad used to lose his mind. But that's part of how I changed my personal reality, because I changed my personality. And the way that I changed my personality, that's just one example. You got to change your personality. Let's talk about the big one, and then we'll wrap it up. Money. Everybody, man, this is always a biggie. I know when you work for yourself, the way I do, the only way to keep your income steady is to look at how you respond when the money is not heavy, when the money is not there. When the money is there, everything's great. But how do you feel? What are your emotions when the money starts to get low? After examining my automatic response to a low PayPal balance. And this is what I noticed about myself. This is how I changed it, so to the point that I can always have money. I noticed the automatic response was one of, my PayPal balance is getting low. I'm spending more money than I'm bringing in. Oh, shiznits. What do I do? That created an emotion of desperation. Remember, money is repelled by desperation. The more desperate you are in a relationship or with money, the longer you're going to be single. And the longer that you're going to have money. Hey, baby, that's your boy. Jogging, you just go by. I'll jog by. And so the longer you're going to have a problem. Emotions that you live by in every single day that are connected to a past feeling of poverty, sickness, ignorance, or low vibrational relationships. Let me say it again. Any emotion that is connected to a past feeling that is brought up into the present moment brings that past event. Heavenly Father, that is above every father, King, that is above every king, Lord, that is above every Lord. Let that word get into the heart, mind, will, emotion, imagination of everybody that's listening to this show. Let me say it again. Every time you have an emotion from that is connected to a past event, remember, negative event recall. Every time, according to physics and according to psychology and according to your biology and according to every neuroscientist and everybody in biomed, everybody that studied the human anatomy, the brain cannot tell the difference between whether something is real or fake. The brain doesn't know if it's present tense or not. So the brain always responds in fight, flight, or freeze. So you have an event that you remember. Oh, I remember when my man cheated. When you remember the event, that repeats the event in the brain. So the brain, whatever chemical that released unless that chemical was a chemical of dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, or vasopressin, you just ordered that vent again. Let me say that again, real slow. If I look at my PayPal account and it's getting low, there ain't no money in there. And I remember when I didn't have money, my brain releases chemicals when I didn't have money, which draws the events of no money. So I have to look at the PayPal account with no money. And the brain starts to produce the chemicals of no money. And I say, oh, hell no, time out. I bring every thought into captivity, like the Bible says, and I see if it is of God, if it is a generator that allows me to be the operator of my destiny. No, it is not. That thought of lack, that thought of poverty, that thought, that is not generating and allowing me to operate in my destiny. So I got to stop that generating. What am I generating? Fear, doubt, unbelief, poverty. So what do I? How do I generate the opposite? Attached to the role, not the goal. What is the role? I ask myself this question. What was I doing? What was I being? What was I beaming when my PayPal account was full? And then I remember, I remember that feeling. I'm looking at my PayPal account and see $30,000 in there. I remember that feeling. Damn, what did I do? Oh, snap. I remember what I did. I was doing a series. I did a sale. I did a show. And I noticed people respond more when I talk about biology instead of theology. So even though everything in me want to talk about church and religion, stop talking about that shit, bro. That turns people off. Talk about neurons. Talk about protons. Talk about electrons. Why? Everybody got those. Everybody's not a Christian. But everybody got kidneys. Everybody got a liver. Everybody got a spleen. So the Muslims, the Christians, the atheists, the witches, the wizards, they all can listen to your show, bro. Because they all got kidneys. They all got a liver. That's how you made 30 G's. Do that. And then I was like, the show that I had planned to talk about religion, I canceled that show. And I threw a show called The Neurological Solution and Proof. And that connects with people because I get out of religion and I get into biology. Because biology is the new theology. So as long as I do that, my PayPal account stays full. Now, if you don't have a process like that to examine every time your brain tells you, you Pocreter, guess what you're going to be, homie? You will be Pocreter. There must be a neurological response to every theological issue. You just cannot say, I hope, because the brain goes back to a previous event. And if all of your previous events are failures, how do you pull from a previous event of success? This is the key. Everybody's definition of failure is flawed. All of those events that you think that you failed at, those were all successes, but you think that they're failures. That's how I changed my whole life around. How do I change my life? I changed my definitions. I don't know if y'all got it. Let me say it again. So what is your definition of good and evil? That's the problem. Now, because remember, the brain doesn't give a flying banana. The brain is a hammer. Did you think a hammer care if you use it to hit somebody in the head or if you use it to drive a nail? Do you think the hammer has an opinion on how you use it? I'm going to pause for a moment while you ponder the depth of the statement. Do you think inanimate objects, energy, has an opinion on your morality? I know, boo-boo. I know. That's hard, Doc. We can't wrap our brain around that, brother. Let me make sure you understand. Why is it in science the placebo effect works? Can you explain to me how the placebo effect works? Can somebody now, can you tell me how in the world I can give you a sugar pill and it cures you of cancer. Can somebody tell me that? Can somebody please explain to me why is it that the placebo works more than the medicine? Now, go to dictionary.com. Go to your searches and type in placebo effect. And medical science cannot explain. They can, but they don't want to admit it. Finally, like Dr. Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza and, you know, Roy Raymond Rife and Greg Braden, finally there's doctors and people, you know, Caucasian dudes with degrees, because y'all like them Caucasians with degrees. I understand. They finally coming out and they saying, hold up. Something about the power of belief. There's something about the power of the mind. So if I can trick the mind, if I don't tell you, like right now, if I put a fake, if I could call the bank, now this is golden right here. Because remember, this just happened to me. If I could call the bank right now, and I can get the bank to allow me, I guarantee you, man, I'm gonna do this one of these days. If I could get a bank to go along with this experiment, and if I can get 10 people who got $1 million in their bank, and I could say that they don't have $1 million in their bank, but it's still there. But if I can make them think that they broke, and if I can get 10 homeless people or poor people, and if I could put a fake Monopoly $1 million in the bank and make them think that they got $1 million in the bank, and watch their lives over the next 30 days. Oh, man, I wish I could do that. I'm going to do that experiment one of these days. Now, they've already done this experiment with medicine. Do you know what the results of the experiment is? The people who think they got the disease, they all developed it. Even though they was people without cancer or AIDS, if they are told that they have cancer or AIDS, they develop the cancer or the AIDS, even though they don't got it. And the people who got cancer or AIDS, if they are told they don't got cancer or AIDS, or that this pill will cure them of cancer or AIDS, and they believe that the pill, even though it's a sugar pill or water pill, they take it 30 days. And if you tell them, we got guaranteed proof that if you do this for the next 30 days, your cancer is gone. Your AIDS is gone. Guess what happens in the next 30 days? Their cancer is gone and their AIDS is gone. Where did it go? And then how in the world? Now, remember, I told you guys about this book that I read years ago about this guy that was in prison. True story. Now, I don't know if they still sell this book online. I got it way back in the day. The title of the book was called Water, the Magic Cure to Everything, or something along those lines. Water, the Miracle Cure, Water, the Magic Cure. And it was a Middle Eastern guy who cured all the inmates in prison with water. Just plain water. Whatever disease that they had, he cured them with water. And there was another book that I read that was called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. Now, I know that one is still out. And that was on the same premise. Now, the book You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, true story. This guy cured everybody by drinking water. Because he told them, if you drink water, it cures every disease known to man. They believed him. You got to read the book, man. And now it's on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, watch the video. You're not sick, you're thirsty. It'll hurt your brain, I'm telling you. Now this is the proof. This is the biological proof of everything I'm saying today. Like this dude, I think he's gone. He was a Arab dude. Like this happened way back in, you know, I don't know. Man, this dude cured, man, asthma, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, all of these. You got to read the book, or not read the book, but watch the video. Go to YouTube, type in "You're not sick, you're thirsty." Please. Just by telling people, he just said, "You're not sick, you're thirsty." Do you believe that? They say, yes, sir, we believe that. Drink this water, you will be healed. He didn't say it was holy water. He didn't say it's special water. He just said that your body is dehydrated. And because your body is dehydrated, you got cancer. And they said, really? And he said, yep. So he said, now, if you start drinking water and you start hydrating your body, that was going to cure you of your disease. And they said, for real? Just drinking water. And he said, yes. Everybody that drank the water after listening to his talk got healed. Now, can you please explain that to me? Now, remember, they already did it with sugar pills. They've already done the placebo effect. Go to YouTube and type in placebo effect. And no medical doctor can explain it other than what I just explained to you. This is what I do every day. See, the reason every problem in your life that exists today, it exists because you believe it exists. Now, the question is, doc, but how do I change my belief? Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. Remember, I've been talking for an hour and 15 minutes? Explaining to you how to change your belief. Now, everybody on this call should listen to this show 5 or 6 times. Your children, your parents, everybody you know, you should explain to them that if you change your personality, you change your personal reality. And you should tell everybody you have to actually change your person you are being. You cannot be the person that you have been if you want to go to the place that you want to go. The person that you are being right now is preventing you from living in the reality that you want to live in right now. You cannot be the current version of yourself in the new reality that you want to produce for yourself. Since you're not willing to change who you are being, you can't change who you are beaming. Therefore, you can't change how you are bonding. You see, brothers and sisters, your authentic instructional manual that allows you to transform and influence matter by taking control of your thoughts, which control your emotions or the energy in motion, which controls your intelligence, your intellect, your reasoning logic, that reprograms every cell in your personality or your body. This is called cell phones, cellular communication. The moment you change the molecular structure of your cell receptors, now the cells block out the old you. And it doesn't take instructions from the old you. So when the old you says, let's go back and pick up that alcohol, the new you, which is the new Rons, the new Ons. Remember, this is the neurological solution to every problem in what? Earth. That's the title of today's message. Neurological solution to being God. This is the neurological proof you are God. Remember the word God means generator. G, generator. O, operator. D, destiny. You are the generator of your destiny and the operator of your destiny, a.k.a. Dear Kinnear, you. So how do you generate neurons? This is a nuclear, because the word nuclear means new clay. You've got to produce, you can't put old wine in a nuclear, new clay. This is new on, turn the new you on. That's why it's called newology, neurologically. And so the way that you do that, however, is by taking control of your thoughts, as I just explained for the last hour. How do you take control of your thoughts? Once again, like I told you, if you punch me, I'm going to automatically punch you back. The moment that I automatically punch you back, I got to stop and say, hold, why did I automatically hit him back? And my brain is going to say, remember when you was a kid? Your grandmother, your brothers and sisters, your mama, your daddy, everybody told you, boy, if somebody hit you, you better hit them back. You was programmed to hit back. So you don't want to automatically hit people back. You want to think first. So now when you hit me, I'm going to automatically hit you back. And then I'm going to stop and say, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. You hit me, I'm going to hit you. Oh, I don't want to do that anymore. It's going to take me a little bit. But after a while, when you hit me, I'm going to ball my fist up. I'm going to get ready to punch. And then my brain is going to say, no, We got a new Ron. We got a new on. The new on is think before you punch. So now you punch me, I'm going to be like, dude, why you hit me, man? And if you got a good enough excuse, well, hey, you stepped on my shoe, you did this, that. Okay, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, dog. But if you punch me, hey, dog, why you punch? Hey, nigga, I punch you because I want you. Okay, bam, I'm gonna hit you back. But now it's not automatic because I examined my auto response. It is the process of examining your automatic response. Right now you're going through life on autopilot. You're not examining when you get under stress. You go smoke, you go drink, you go eat, you go do. What do you do? Why? Stop. Examine yourself, man. Why you do what you do? You on autopilot. But there's a new you. The new you wants to take control. So control of thoughts, and that controls your energy that's in motion, which reprograms your cells. Now you have a biological and neurological machine, excuse me, that produces a pharmacological substance. Let me say that again for the testimony of your people. I have a, now again, before biological, remember, it is a theological. So I have a theological thought. I examine that theological, that thought, like the Bible says, bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Is this thought generating energy that I can operate in my destiny? Okay, punching somebody in the mouth, that's generating, and I am operating, but that's not taking me in destiny. I'm not here on earth to punch people in the mouth. I'm here on earth to replace error with truth. So no, that response, okay, I don't want that response, so I'm not going to punch. So now I am able to take my theology and control my biology. And my biology controls my neurology, and my neurology controls my chemistry. And my chemistry, again, that controls my actions. So now that's the pharmaceutical. Now I control my pharmaceuticals, meaning dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, oxytocin, vasopressin. All the feel-good chemicals are released by me on demand all day, every day. So now I'm on cloud nine every day. I can't come down. So when bad stuff happens to me, I examine why it happens. And then I release dopamine, serotonin. Somebody come out and say, now remember, I just drove 5 hours one way, picked up my daughter, 5 hours back. Crazy traffic, people cutting me off, giving me the finger and blowing at me. And I'd say, hey, praise Jesus, brother. I'm just happy-go-lucky, pulled in the Starbucks, man, got me some coffee, knocked out a couple of donuts, man, life is good. Came home this morning, again, drove down to Houston 3 hours one way, 3 hours back. Picked up this girl, you know, dropped her off, really no relationship to me, no benefit to me. What, I'm just doing something good for somebody who was in a position where they needed somebody to step up. So I just stepped up. Hey, came home. Guess what? I'm feeling like a brand new man. Doing the day show, getting ready to go after the show. Hey, I'm gonna probably go to a movie, go out to the gym, hang out with the family. This is about life is good. Why? Why am I vibrating on such a high level all day, every day? Because all day, every day, I bring every thought into captivity and see, is it generating something that I can operate in my destiny? I choose. I'm the generator. Our brothers and sisters, this works like clockwork. I guarantee you, if you become the generator and the operator of your destiny, if you become God, if you become an individual expression of God on earth, I guarantee you, as God is my witness, I'm telling you, if you do that, your brain is organized in a way to reflect everything you know in your life. So your brain is a record of the past, and your brain retracts the records of the past because that's what you've learned. That's all of your experiences up to this point. So every day that you wake up, you on autopilot. You're not living. You're programmed. You do everything based upon what you have previously done. Nothing is generated. Everything is repetitive. You eat the same. You sleep the same. You brush your teeth the same. You know, you make love the same. You use Pamela the same. Or you talk to them, you drive the same. Everything you do, you never stop and recreate something brand new. Nobody lives. Everybody's programmed. And unless you stop and examine the program, every day that you wake up in the morning, You're going to get out of the bed the same way. You're going to use the bathroom the same way. You're going to shower the same way. You're going to eat breakfast the same way. You can go to the gym the same way. You're going to hug the wife. You're going to drive the car. You're going to go to work. You will do the exact same routine every day because that routine is memorized. That routine is patternized. That routine is principalized. That's your personality. That personality creates your personal reality. And because it's from the past, you're not creating the present. Everything you're doing is in the past. Look at your life. Now think. You are thinking the same thoughts. You're performing the same unconscious actions. You're living the same life, but it's not new. You ain't living. All everything in neurology, everything in histology, everything in cellular biology, everything in neuroscience, everything talks about how the cells, how the nerves, how they all pull from the past behavior. So you produce the past. You are reliving the past. That's why I call it Groundhog's Day. Every day is not new for you. You are repeating past experiences because you're doing past behaviors. So you're using the same neurons, the same networks, the same patterns. You are producing the past. Your brain is hardwired to keep your ass in the past to prevent you from earning your cash. Let me say that again as we close. Your brain is hardwired to keep your ass in the past to keep you from getting your cash. Let me say that one more time. Your brain is hardwired to keep you in the keep your ass in the past so that way you cannot get your cash. Because the only way to get cash is if you live in the present, if you are intense, if you're focused, if you're disciplined, and if you're orderly. That is the only way to get out of the past, to get out of Groundhog's Day, is to examine and to realize, hey, this person that I am right now, I'm changing it. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. You cannot be an old person in a new reality. The only way to change your reality is to change your personality. You have memorized an unconscious, automatic pattern. That's called Groundhog's Day. And every day you do the same memorized behaviors that are unconscious. And the only way to change it is to make the unconscious conscious. And the only way to make the unconscious conscious is when you wake up and you get out of bed on the same side every day, stop and ask yourself, why do I get out of bed on this side every day? And if it serves you, if it's moving you in the direction of your purpose, keep doing it. If it doesn't, get out of bed on the side. Create a new habit. If every day you brush your teeth with the same toothbrush, same toothpaste, stop. Is that working for you? If it is, keep doing it. If it's not, brush your teeth a different way. If every time you eat the same breakfast, if it's working for you, keep growing. If it's not, all your automatic responses are from the past. You're not living. You are programmed. You are hypnotized. You are under the spell of the Cosmogratia. Do you know that you have possessed yourself? Do you know that you have processed yourself? It's not the demon that processed you. You did. You are your own demon. Your ego processed your spirit out of your life. So the ego is in charge. All of if you examine it, all of your emotions are automatic. I can tell you exactly how you're going to react. All I got to do is look at how you react last year. Go to your Facebook page. Remember this is how it started with me. I went back like 10 years. Every year, around the same time, I post the exact same stuff. It's real freaky. Almost, it's so scary, man. This scared me, man. Every time, the shows that I do, every May, up until this year, all the shows that I did in May, so if I went back to May of 2009, if I went back to May of 1999, May 2000, May 2001, May 2002, May 2003, all my posts were the same. I just worded it a little different, but the subject was exactly the same. It's really scary. It scared me, man. I looked at my life, and I realized I wasn't living. I was inside of the matrix. I programmed myself to be myself. But the self I was being was not myself. That was the fake self. It wasn't no demon. It wasn't no devil. It was me. I programmed myself the same way you program a computer, by frequently repeating the same shizness over and over and over again. Because repetition makes you a good reptilian. And the reptilians use repetition. So what did I do? I don't do repetition, boo-boo. I only do repetition to create the habit. And then I do repetition to turn the habit into a program or a lifestyle. And I turn that lifestyle again into a destiny. And then once I get it in, bam, I change it. You see, I use the devil's system to outsmart the devil. Since the devil uses repetition, I do too. But instead of using repetition to create a program that I can't get out of, I use repetition to create a program that I can get out of. So I program myself. That's why I do these weird diets and this stuff. Why? To break the program. That way I'm not predictable. Because I don't want nobody to be able to label me or put me in a box. You see, brothers and sisters, you have the ability to generate a new version of you. You have the ability to operate that new version, and you have the ability to live that new destiny. You are God on earth. You are the generator. You are the operator, and you have a destiny. All you got to do is understand, in order to change your personal reality, change your personal reality or your personal personality. Forge new synaptic connections in your neurons, because your neurons that fire together wire together. And this is what I've been teaching and will continue to teach in the life management system. Your ability to understand the statements that I made in this hour and a half that I've been talking is the neurological proof that you are God on earth. Now, I know that's difficult, as I talked about with the self-image. Because you don't see yourself as the generator. That means what was generated for you, that is you. That's not you. But somebody generated a pattern that you are living right now. That pattern, that person that you are right now, that was probably generated by you, operated by you, and now it's you, it's your destiny. You don't know how to change it. And the only way that you change, examine what's generated. You have an automatic response every day to everything that happens. If I cut you out in traffic, whatever you responded to 5 years ago, that's how you respond today. And if you've changed it, now it's time to change it again. How do you change it? How do you change it? By bringing it into captivity and making sure that it's going or taking you in the direction of your destiny. What does that mean in English? That means that if I do not want to yell at my kids, I'm not going to yell at them. Regardless of if they do something right or wrong, I'm going to react in a different way than the way that I reacted yesterday. And it's going to flip people out. Come and say, hey, man, I thought that, you know, you always, you know, I thought you was, you know, what do you think I do the rotation diet? People tell me, I said, hey, dude, I thought you, I just saw you eating burgers and now you're just eating vegetables. Yeah, man, especially my kids, they're like, dad, so what are you doing out there? So last month you were just doing Atkins. You're just doing meat only. Now you're over here freaking drinking watermelons and eating watermelon all day, and that's it. You just eating water, nothing else. Nope, just watermelons. Why? I'm changing the generator. I'm generating a new frequency. I'm the operator of that frequency, so that way I can manifest my destiny. You're the generator and the operator of your own destiny. Make sure that you're generating the energy that's taking you in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationships. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Remember, my brothers, remember, my sisters, that you are capable of transforming the experiences that you have in your life. You are capable of taking your data and controlling your matter. Your matter responds to your data. You are the data operator. Your data controls your matter. By taking control of your data, thoughts, that controls your matter. It reprograms the matter. You control matter with your data. Happy controlling, because you are the controller. You don't have a controller. You're the controller. You're the operator of your own destiny. And may that set apart one, the Ruach, the Numa, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
I never wanna let you go.
Don't you forget, Kiana, you the light, don't you forget.